Find your position, comfortable, supported, still. Let your eyes close. You've been here before. The breath, the body, the deliberate act of stepping away from the day. You know how this works now. Let yourself simply drop in. Breathe in through the nose. 2, 3, 4. All the way out through the mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, in. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4, 5. One more in. 2, 3, 4. All the way out. 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice the weight of your body, the surface beneath you, solid and supporting. Shoulders down, jaw easy. Feel the gentle warmth of your own breath settling into its natural rhythm. Slower now, easier. The body absorbing that ease, taking it in. You are already here. In a moment, I'm going to take you somewhere. It's a place that has always existed inside you. It will feel familiar when you arrive, the way certain places feel familiar the first time, because something in you already knew they were there, that you've been there before, that you belong there. Imagine, in front of you, a door. It can look however it needs to look. An old wooden door, heavy and warm, something modern and clean, something entirely of your own making. Just notice what appears. When you open this door, you'll find a staircase, easy and wide, well lit at the top, and the stairs descend, and at the bottom of those stairs is a place you are going to come to know very well. So when you're ready, calmly, gently, open the door. Notice the quality of the fresh air as you step through. A little cooler, a little stiller. And underneath it, faint, present, something that is already familiar. The particular scent of somewhere that is entirely yours. Paper, warmth, something clean and deep underneath. You're standing at the top of the stairs now, 10 steps down, and with each step, you'll go a little deeper, settle a little further, find yourself a little more present to what's waiting at the bottom. 10 steps. Let's go. 10. The first step down, solid beneath your foot, more solid than you might have expected. The world behind you, above you now. Below you, something that has been here the whole time. Notice that you are already somewhere different. 9. The second step. Feel your body beginning to settle differently. The shoulders, if they've been carrying anything, let them drop just a fraction more. The staircase holds you. 8. Notice your breath, already slower than it was at the top. This is what the body does when it is simply given space. It settles. The jaw softens. The space between your eyes releases. The warmth of the air below rising to meet you, going deeper with complete ease. 7. Halfway down. Whatever arrived with you from the day is behind you now, belonging to the floor above. You are moving deeper into yourself, into the quiet that belongs here. Six, the scent of the library clearer now. That quality of paper and wood and something warm underneath. And with it, a sense that something below is already aware of you. Something that knew you were coming and has been, in its own way, waiting. 5, the middle of the descent. Pause here for just a moment and feel the difference between your body at the top of those stairs and your body right now. Heavier, stiller, more settled into itself, more available to what's actually here. Four, the conscious mind stepping back, making room. Feel the quality of that, like setting something down that you've been carrying. Let this be the only thing happening right now. Three steps from the bottom. The light below is warm and steady. It has always been warm and steady. That warmth feels good on the skin. It belongs to this place. It was here before you started. Two, keep the pace you found. Feel the warmth of the light as you move closer. The library has been waiting for you, patiently, for as long as you've been alive. And the last step, yours, as all the others were. Take it in your own time. And arrive. You're standing at the entrance to a library. Feel the quality of it, the warmth of the light on your skin, soft, steady, generous. The kind of light that tells you this is somewhere you've chosen rather than somewhere you have to be. The scent of the space, clean and deep and layered. Paper and wood and something older underneath. The particular smell of a place that holds a great deal and holds it with care. The floor beneath you, solid and real. The air still and receptive. Your breath is easy in this space, as though the library itself is breathing with you. Directly in front of you, a display stand, like the front table of a good bookshop. The books that are meant to be noticed, easy to reach, immediately available. These are the patterns and responses most accessible to you right now, the ones that come most naturally, the ones Dai has placed at the front because they've been used the most. Take a moment to notice what's there. Look beyond the stand and see the library stretching back. Thousands of books, more than you could count in a lifetime. Every experience you've ever had is in here somewhere. Every response you've ever built, every pattern, association, and piece of learning your brain decided was worth keeping. The vast majority of this library is working exactly as it should. And now, you can access it all as you need to. This is your library, and Dai's library, and you are welcome here. Somewhere nearby, perhaps beside you, perhaps just behind you, perhaps somewhere you sense rather than see, there is a presence. Notice it gently. It has a quality of warmth to it, of ease, something that is completely at rest and yet completely present. Alert in the way that a relaxed animal is alert. Not tense, not scanning for threat, simply aware. Aware of everything, effortlessly, because that is simply what it does. There is a quality of companionship to it, of something that has been beside you your entire life and is entirely comfortable there. You might feel it as a warmth near your shoulder, a sense of something breathing easily nearby, a quality of presence that is quick and light and completely at ease, like something that could move in an instant and is choosing right now simply to be still and warm beside you. This is Charlie. Charlie might arrive as something specific, an image, a creature, a figure that feels unmistakably right. Or Charlie might be a felt sense, a quality of attention, something safe you simply know is there. Whatever arrives is exactly right. The subconscious has cast this role. Trust it completely. This is Charlie settled, at ease, the job well done, the environment safe, nothing requiring attention right now. Feel the particular quality of that, the warmth of a system that is doing exactly what it's meant to do and knows it. This is how Charlie is most of the time. And know this, the same presence, the same warmth and quickness is what sharpens when something needs attention. The ease becomes alertness. The warmth becomes focus. The same Charlie, the same companionable presence, simply more concentrated. That is the alarm, and it comes from exactly the same place as this. Charlie has been working for you your entire life. Every moment of instinctive protection, every time you sensed something needed attention before your mind had caught up, that was Charlie. Doing the job, always doing the job, as well as Charlie knew how. Take a moment to acknowledge Charlie, just a recognition. I see you. I feel you here. I know what you do. I understand it better now than I ever have. And I'm glad you're here. And here, in this library that is entirely Dai's domain, there is another presence. Larger, slower, deliberate, pensive, somehow both the keeper of this place and part of it at the same time, as though the library itself has gathered itself into a presence and turned to face you. This is Dai. Feel the quality of Dai's presence, where Charlie is quick and warm. Dai is vast and still. The warmth here is deeper, like stepping into a room where the fire has been burning for a very long time. The scent of the library seems to emanate from Dai directly, something old and careful and completely, permanently on your side. Dai might arrive with a specific appearance, something vivid and entirely particular that you already knew was Dai before you could explain why, or Dai might be a sense of depth, of scale, a quality of warm presence that surrounds rather than stands beside. Whatever arrives is right. Notice, as you become aware of Dai, something particular in the quality of Dai's attention. Dai is listening. Feel that. The quality of being in the presence of someone who is genuinely, completely, unhurriedly listening. Dai leans in slightly, intent on hearing and taking in everything that needs to. There is a quality of receptivity here that most of us rarely encounter, the sense that whatever you bring will be received fully, turned over carefully, filed with complete care, that whatever matters to you matters here. This is what Dai does. When you bring something consciously, a new pattern, an intention, something you want to be different, Dai receives it with this quality of attention, leaning in, taking it in completely, and then, with the same unhurried deliberateness, finding exactly where it belongs in this vast space and placing it there with care. Dai has been building this library for as long as you've been alive. Every experience that went in, every pattern that earned its place, every response that built something real, all of it is here, filed and kept, because Dai kept everything that might one day be useful. That was extraordinary diligence. Dai is the part of you that kept everything, updated everything, and has been waiting for a more conscious working relationship, for someone to come down the stairs, for you to be standing here, right now, bringing something with intention. Feel the quality of being received, of being in the presence of something that has always been on your side and always will be. Acknowledge Dai in whatever way feels right. You are standing in Dai's library. You are welcome here, and Dai has been waiting for this. Turn back to the display stand. Among the books there, the patterns and responses currently most available to you. There is one that stands out slightly. It might be something new, still finding its place on the stand. Something that belongs here and is becoming more established with each session. Or it might be something that should be at the front and has drifted back and needs to come forward. This book represents something you want to be more available. Something from the work you've been doing, a response that's developing, a quality that's building, a version of yourself that's becoming more real, the one you named in the questions before you started listening. Find that book. Notice it. Feel the sense of what it represents before you reach for it. Its weight, already, before you've picked it up. What it means, why it belongs at the front. And now pick it up. Feel the weight of it in your hands. Solid. Real. This belongs here. This is exactly the kind of response you're building. And it belongs at the front of the stand, where the light is brightest and warmest, where it's the easiest thing to reach, where Dai's hand will find it first. Place it there. And feel what happens in the space when you do. Dai leans in, that quality of complete, warm attention, focused now on what you've just placed, a quiet acknowledgement that is felt rather than spoken. Yes, this one, here, this is what we're building together. And feel Charlie's response to this too. That easy, warm presence beside you, a quality of settled recognition, something added to the stand that Charlie will find readily when it's needed. You have just updated the library. You are already different from the person who walked through that door. Before we leave this place, I want you to do something simple. Feel the quality of where you are, the warmth of the library, the light soft and steady, the floor solid beneath you, the sense of Dai and Charlie present alongside you, the whole of this space completely yours. This library is always here, and returning is simple. One word brings you back to this quality, this depth, this felt sense of being genuinely present in yourself, in the company of your own system, in a space that is entirely on your side. After this session ends, you're going to choose that word, a single word that carries the quality of what you found here today, the settledness, the warmth, the sense of Charlie and Dai alongside you and everything in the library working in your service. A word that, when you say it or think it, brings your system back to this place, to safety, to readiness, to calm, to being settled, to the felt sense that what is coming is there to help you. This word is your anchor. You'll use it at the start of every session that follows, before anything else begins. It tells your system, this is a safe place to go. Everything that follows is on your side. Take a last look at the library. The warmth of it, the scale of it, the light, the scent, the book on the stand, Charlie beside you, easy and warm. Dai, vast and receptive, the keeper of all of this. This place is always here. It stays here when you go back up the stairs. And Charlie and Dai are always here too. You carry their presence with you, because they have always been with you. You're simply more aware of it now. And the next time you come down these stairs, you'll arrive more quickly, go more deeply, and both presences will be clearer. That is how this works. Make your way back towards the stairs. 10 steps back up. 1. 2. Lighter than when you came down. 3. 4. Carrying everything with you. 5. Halfway up, the body easy, something more settled in you. 6. 7. The room above getting closer. 8. 9. And 10. Back through the door. Notice the room around you, the surface beneath you, solid and real, your hands resting easy, the breath slower and steadier than when you started, and carrying something now that wasn't there before. Bring some gentle movement back, fingers first, then hands, a slow, full breath. And when you're ready, whenever you're ready, let your eyes open. You've met them now, and you've always known them. Everything changes when you know who you're working with.